two. Classic Legends pushing off the fence. Parada the outside. It's game on now. Parada moves up to Redzel. And Classic Legend squeezing through the middle. Parada, Redzel, Classic Legend. Parada with his head in front. And Parada, too strong there in the shorts. Great race. Parada beat Classic Legend.
Oh, it is a beautiful horse, Parada, and he'll go around again on Saturday in the Everest, one of the richest races in the country, and it's a race that's building its momentum very, very quickly. Tommy Berry will be on board Parada on Saturday and has been good enough to join us here on SEN. Tommy, good afternoon.
How are you, Jack?
Barrier one, you've drawn for Saturday. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, look, it's okay. It's better than 10, 11 or 12, but look, it would have been nice to draw a few off the fence. Just would have made the job a little bit easier to navigate him out into the clear. But look, it's not a race where there's any dead wood in the race. I'd be happy to be following anything and being confident that it's going to take me somewhere into the straight. And if he's good enough, he'll definitely be able to overcome that.
G'day, Tommy. Trent Mason out here. Good to be chatting with you. Were you pleased when you found out Nature Strip received a slot in the race? Because obviously it seems like it's going to be a truly run sprint with Redzel and Nature Strip. Redzel probably sits off Nature Strip, and that might set it up for your boy to come home, although Santa Andalane, who's arguably your biggest danger, probably appreciates that tempo as well.
Yeah, definitely. Look, my bloke would have been able to sit up a bit handier if Nature Strip wasn't in it, but yeah, definitely it was pleasing to see that he got a slot in the race, because I think it just makes it a... I don't think any horse is going to have an excuse then. He's going to set it up for a nice race. He's going to be a good tempo on, and you've even got a horse like Sunlight. He's going to inject a bit of speed into the race to make those horses... Tony's already come out on the radio and said that he's not going to let him get an easy time to cross her. And then you've got the Cornwall horse as well, 10 Sovereigns. It's got a bit of speed. So I think there's going to be plenty of pressure in the race. I think that if there's going to be a horse to beat me, I'd say it will be your bloke from Melbourne. He's Santa Andalane. I saw him at track work this morning, and he looks in great order, and he's the only horse that can sort of run the sectionals that he's been running time after time.
The field includes Santa Andalane, Pirata, Redzel, the two-time winner of the race, Nature Strip, a Group 1 winner, Elise, who's a multiple Group 1 winner, Sunlight. The list goes on and on. Arcadia Queen, she could be anything. Brutal, the emergency, who might get a run if there is a scratching. And yes, 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 an emerging three-year-old. There's going to be no hiding. Oh.
No, definitely not. There's just, as you said, you run through those names and they're all horses that, you know, I think they've had great campaigns leading into the races. Been no hiccups with any of them. They've run in pretty much the races they've wanted to run in, and they're getting there, you know, in good order on the day. So, and as you said, then you've got an emergency like Brutal in the race, which I hope doesn't get a run.
Yeah.
I'm riding in the Sydney Stakes. Yeah. But, you know, it's even exciting to see a horse like him could possibly be in it.
Does this distance suit? Is this about right for this horse?
Yeah, it is. You know, he's a horse we've tried to stretch him out in the past to a mile, and he hasn't quite got that. Still ran incredible races, and he can get out the 1400, which he won the all-age stakes at, but keeping him fresh in that month in between runs with you know, a couple of nice hit-outs in between at home, he's freshened up really well, and we've always thought that his first and his third-up run would be his best. His first-up run, when he ran home in that slashing 31.8, I think it was, or 1.6, and he, even though he won second up, I still felt he was a touch on the flat side because it was a fortnight in between. But being able to have that month in between runs, because we already had the slot, so there was no rush to try and make the field, I think it definitely worked into our favour.
Tommy, you've ridden in some of the biggest races in the world. What's it like to ride at Royal Randwick in front of a packed house on Everest Day?
Oh, it's incredible. I obviously didn't have the pleasure of riding the grain in the first year because I was in Hong Kong, but I was able to ride Osborne Bulls last year, and I couldn't believe the atmosphere and just the amount of people that were there, and a really young crowd as well as older people. So it wasn't just the older crowd where what we've had for many years now. You're starting to get that young crowd come back to the races, which has been great. So I'm really looking forward to getting back out there again and seeing. You know, I think it's just going to be bigger and better than last year.
Tommy Berry joining us on SEN. So you've got a decent book of rides on Saturday, Tommy. Depending on what happens with the emergency, you've got Brutal in the Sydney Stakes, you've got Pirata that we spoke about, and Happy Clapper in the Craven as well.
Yeah, and then Victorum in the Cosy Oscar is also a favourite. So it's probably one of the better books that we've had on a big day. But, you know, I've gone to the races with good books before and come home with nothing. So I'm not going to count my chickens too early. But, you know, I've got a lot of horses that are peaking on the right day, and their form has been really good, and you know, I'm really excited about what's coming on the weekend, and hopefully everything turns out fine.
Tommy, tell us a little bit about Brutal, that performance first up after he won the Doncaster and he's come back first up and he's knocked off some of these Everest contenders over 1,200, which you think might just be, I suppose, going into the race. A few people might have thought that, they might be a bit too sharp for him over the 1,200. He might be looking for further now that he's a little bit older, but he was brilliant, I thought, first up.
Yeah, he was, and look, I probably would have thought the same, but he trialled up against Elise, I think a week and a half beforehand, and I said to Mike, I said, he'll go out and win on the weekend, or if he doesn't, he'll be very close. Well, quite surprised how sharp he was, but he knows that it wasn't hidden. He'd sort of missed that, probably, you know, a little bit of work, and he had to go out because he had a touch of a setback, and that probably had him on the fresher side leading into that run, but you know, to put horses away like Classic Legend, it's no mean feat, and he did it very well.
Hey, before we let you go, tell us about this vintage car of yours.
Yeah, no, I've had it for about 5 years now, since not long after my brother passed. I decided to go and spend a bit of money and enjoy a bit of what I had, and Christian Reece, he's a very good friend of mine, he's been telling me for a long time that he loved Mustangs, and that was his dream car, and so I went out and bought it just to sort of rub it in a little bit, and I've had it ever since, and it's been a headache at times, but I get a lot of fun out of it, and it's something that my kids are going to be able to grow up and enjoy with me as well.
Hey, Tommy, before we let you go, we need to ask you about the Cox Plate, which is fast approaching as well. You're booked for the Japanese Raider Kluger, which ran so brilliantly in the autumn behind Winx. Yeah, took Kluger for a spin around the valley, I believe, yesterday. What'd you make of it? Did he get around it okay?
Yeah, look, he surprised me how well he got around it and how good he felt. You know, he's come back in great order. His coat just looked incredible. He looked about 80 to 90% in the autumn, but he's definitely improved off that. And obviously having the trip to Australia has helped. And his work rider and stable hand both said that he just loves Australia. He seems to really thrive when he gets here. And, you know, I was really impressed with the way he got around the valley and the way he worked. So he's definitely a lot better than a $26 chance, I can guarantee you that.
Tommy, you're a ripper. Thanks for joining us this afternoon and good luck for Saturday. It's a massive day.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Tommy Berry's got a full book of very nice rides.